"Say you have the truth of it, then," Catelyn said with a courtesy that made her mouth ache. "What will we gain by the dwarf's death? Do you imagine that Jamie will care a fig that we gave his brother a trial before we flung him off a mountain?" "Behead the man," Celine Corbray suggested. "When the Kingslayer receives the imp's head, it will be a warning to him." Lysa gave an impatient shake of her waist-long auburn hair. "Lord Robert wants to see him fly," she said, as if that settled the matter. "And the imp has only himself to blame. It was he who demanded a trial by combat." "Lady Lysa has no honourable way to deny him, even if she wished to," Lord Hunter intoned ponderously. Ignoring them all, Catelyn turned all her force on her sister. "I remind you, Tyrion Lannister is my prisoner. And I remind you, the dwarf murdered my lord husband." Her voice rose. "He poisoned the hand of the king and left my sweet baby fatherless, and now I mean to see him pay." Whirling, her skirts swinging around her, Lysa stalked across the terrace. Celine and Sir Morton and the other suitors excused themselves with cool nods and trailed after her. "Do you think he did?" Sir Roderick asked her quietly when they were alone again. "Murder Lord John, that is. The imp still denies it, and most fiercely."